is cheap. Listening is priceless. The next generation of KGO 810.
And I'm John Rothman right here on KGO. I'm sitting in for Drex. I'll be back tomorrow night. I want to tell you that so you know. And we'll have a heck of a show tomorrow because there's a lot to talk about. But we're talking about PG&E. We're talking about the verdict. Guilty of obstructing investigators. Guilty of... But it's a token. And you know what I really want? If I'd been the judge, I would have issued an order from the bench that PG&E had to, within 2 years, 1 year, whatever it is, test every single line. And somebody will say to me, well, you can't afford to do all that. If you're a monopoly, you can't afford not to. I really believe that. Ede, calling from Berkeley. Ede, delighted to have you on the program.
I am very, very delighted to talk to you and your audience. Well, this is totally unjust. 8 people lost their life. 8 people. For that damn PG&E, and where they put their shareholder profits ahead of their clients. So what I really recommend we do, we should recall that idiot judge, and we should recall that idiot prosecutor who made that deal. That was wrong. Mm-hmm. Even $500 million was too little for the life of these people, the destruction of a whole big part of a town, San Bruno. And enough is enough is enough. PG&E have been pissing on all of us for the last so many years. What kind of
Ede, I understand. You and I will agree there's a serious problem. By the way, PG&E isn't all bad. They do a lot of great things, and I appreciate them, and I love them.
Not total.
But what if you were in charge and you could wave a magic wand?
Yes.
What would you have PG&E do now? And we should point out, I know Ede is a scientist. Yes. Ede, what would you have them do?
Okay, the first thing, I would really like to level criminal charges against their CEOs and a bunch of their higher-ups. Second, what I would do, I would for sure have a committee of scientists really study this, all the safety issue of PG&E, all of it, from ground zero to the top, because we have no idea that San Bruno incident will not happen again. It could happen anywhere, anytime. It could happen at your house. Under my house. It could happen anywhere. And there is no guarantee that is not going to happen again unless we have true independent committee of scientists, totally financed by PG&E himself. And we also, one other thing we should do, let's totally get rid of the PUC. PUC is nothing but a whitewash for PG&E. Please, everybody, help me, help everybody to go and do this thing. An independent committee of scientists to study the safety issue of PG&E.
Okay, so they do that. Can we then mandate that every line be checked, everything be updated, no matter what the cost?
No matter what the cost. You know what? Let the shareholder go to hell. Shareholder money does not bring one of these 8 lives back. Let them go to hell. You know, we're putting shareholder profit. You know, this whole economy, this new economy, which totally screwed us all, which shifting everything from consumer economy to shareholder economy, and so everything is downhill. Let's go back to the good old days before Reagan took over and screwed up this country with the shareholder, the neoliberal economy, and, you know, Milton Friedman and Greenspan economy that just totally cleaned us all up, destroyed the whole middle class.
Well, that's,
and
that's
giant companies like PG&E is screwing us every day.
That's
every
a whole other issue. But again, and I appreciate the call, Ede, and your passion. I do want to emphasize, and I hope that people who work for PG&E are listening to me, I have a great deal of respect for the people who work for PG&E. I think they individually try to do a great job. Let's go to Mike in San Ramon. Mike, welcome to KGO.
Hey, so I actually was an employee at PG&E. I wasn't a lineman or anything like that. I actually worked in the corporate information technology. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you that at a certain level down, they played a great amount of emphasis on training of what is improper, what is proper, and safety. But what I noticed is, when you get to like a senior manager, director level above, that those rules no longer apply. So from the training that I took, it was very clear that certain communications with members of the CPUC are just inappropriate. But we kept hearing about these email exchanges between CPUC and and other entities that were trying to fix judge, trying to make it more favorable for judges and whatnot. And I just didn't understand when I worked there where it was very clear to a certain level below what was appropriate and what was inappropriate, but at a certain level above, it wasn't. Now, working in IT, I can tell you that the company made no efforts to try to save money. Now, if you care, I can go into one example, which is we wanted to buy this piece of equipment, and it was a very expensive piece of equipment, but it did not add a tremendous amount of value. And the CIO, her name is Valerie Bell, had an email exchange that's sent out to IT that said, our department is 40. This is not true. This is Q4 of 2015 or Q3 of 2015. We were $40 million over budget, and they had no idea where the money went. And as a result of that email, we had to look at all the projects that we were working on and all the equipment that we wanted to purchase to determine whether or not we should buy it if it was really worth the effort. So we assembled a panel of experts, myself included. I was an expert engineer. And we determined that this one particular piece of equipment that we wanted to buy did not add a tremendous amount of value. Now, I liken it to buying a Ferrari to use the headlights to light up your garage. I mean, it just didn't make sense. There was a better way to do it. So at the conclusion of this panel, we determined we would not buy this piece of equipment. And mind you, this piece of equipment, I think it totaled about $1.2 million. So in December, we got this other email that said, if you were looking at anything that you wanted to buy during the year, go ahead and buy it because we're going to lose the money. Now, mind you, this piece of equipment that we all collectively agreed would not add value to what we were doing in the organization, all of a sudden we bought it, and it was $1.2 million. Now, to add further insult to injury, that piece of equipment was shipped in such a manner that we did not receive it properly, so it actually winded up hitting the dock like January 2nd, so we weren't actually able to apply it against the budget in the quarter it was meant to be used. And then when we went to go install the piece of equipment, we figured out that we did not buy everything that we initially wanted, that we needed to actually.
I'm up against the clock, and I don't mean to interrupt, but what you're basically saying, the bottom line is that a big company sometimes does something that doesn't make sense. Is that a fair statement?
It's part of their culture. It is habitual there.
Yeah, I've
never seen so much waste, and it's just a tremendous amount of waste. And me being an employee and a ratepayer, it was uncomfortable. I've since left the company. It made me uncomfortable to the point where I actually want to go to a CPUC meeting when they want to ask for a rate hike and say, you don't need to do it. But you just need to look at Q4 of every year and see that there's a disproportional amount of spend every year, and they do it because they know that they can get more money.
I want
there
you to know
no
I'm,
incentive.
I'm very, very grateful for your call because it shines a light. Not talking about the Ferrari, if you will, but it shines a light, and that's important. And I hope people are listening. Hey, Mike, thank you so much. I want to squeeze Rosie in. Rosie, I've got about 40 seconds. Fire away.
Well, it's very disappointing, especially when we know that over a year ago they were shopping for a judge. Somebody was fine. People at CPUC were fired. It's like you are seeing O.J. Simpson running away and then saying that he's innocent. Well, if he was innocent, why was he running away? Same thing with these people. And I know a lot of new technologies that PG&E could adapt. They have the funds to even hire different teams, hire research and development. Come on, they cannot be $5 million, six under to build a nice R&D. They should be fine just the way Volkswagen with those diesel cars. And they should make it up to the families. Do you think that San Bruno is the only town that has bad piping?
No, we know that there are many, and that's, if I were the judge, just so you know this, Rosie, I would have mandated PG&E would have to upgrade no matter what the cost. Rosie, I got to go. Thank you very much. We're going to move on the last half hour. I want to talk about Jack's Restaurant. One of San Francisco's most historic downtown restaurants has been sold, but instead of becoming a new eating place, the former Jack's will live again at a new age tech-centric office. And one other quick news, very important, SF's historic Marcus bookstore, great bookstore, African-American books, is going to open in a smaller space. We'll talk about those two subjects in the next half hour. And by the way, if you have a favorite restaurant here in San Francisco that doesn't exist anymore, I want to hear what it was. I'll tell you mine right off the bat when we come back. Wait a minute. I've got a traffic update. My goodness. So I'm going to turn it over to you. And may I say it has been a pleasure being with you tonight.